We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
A big thanks to you for indulging me today with a couple things that are not always easy to talk about, the violence in football and the role that race sometimes plays in decision making. So I thank you for being cool with it. And really sincerely, thank you for all the nice things that you're saying about Tony. It's flooding the text screen. And I appreciate that you appreciate what that young man has accomplished. The afternoon show is going to take you the rest of the way this afternoon because it's in the title. Dan McNeil and Danny Parkins are here until 6 o'clock. Hello, men.
Hello, Lawrence Holmes.
What's up, Lawrence? Congratulations again to Tony Gill. It's very cool. Deserves it. Grinder.
It's cool.
Yeah, he deserves it.
It's really cool. I'm excited for him.
You should be.
He's going to do great things.
And you still get to work with him.
For another week or so. 2 weeks. 2 weeks? Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess I'll be working with him over there,
too. Does he jump right in?
It was in the paper.
Wait, are you my boss now?
Do I get to tell you what to do more? Probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess you do. That sucks for
Tony,
me.
Tony, are you jumping right into the new job, or are you going to take a few days off, maybe go somewhere and get some weather, man?
Yeah, I'm taking a week.
Good for you.
In between.
I suggested that he take some time before starting the new job.
That's a veteran move right there. Always take a little bit of time before you dive back into something, especially the way they treat you in terms of how long you have to work before you get a little time off. Oh, you've been here a year? Take a week. You've earned it.
You've earned a week.
Thanks. They laugh at us in Europe over that system of American employment.
No kidding, man.
They should, right?
Spain is the way to go. Siesta every day.
Is it every day?
Oh, yeah. Stores close. Everything just closes for 2 hours in the middle of the day.
Go home and just chill for a little bit and then get back at it.
Drink wine during the day. Friday's optional. It's awesome. Spain, man. That's where you should go, Tony. You should go to Spain. I mean, NBC Sports Chicago is great, but check out Barcelona.
I enjoy that Danny just did the perfect, like, tourism commercial for Spain.
Oh, it's the best.
Spain, man. Dot, dot, dot.
Spain. I'm telling you. Like, seafood, beautiful people,
it's
beautiful
what's
weather.
For vacation. How is the weather there this time of year, though? Do you know? Would this be a good time?
It's fine. You know what? Let me look it up.
Better than here.
I'll look it up on the weather app
What's the temperature right now in Spain?
Well, I mean, do you want to be in like the south of Spain?
I'll just go
with Madrid. Okay,
Madrid,
central Spain. That works.
I don't know the difference. I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. Oh, there's some guys who are baby boomers who just got that one. Three Dog Nights on the board, Parkins.
Good for you. I'd imagine Barcelona's okay this time of year. Not great.
Madrid, it's like 45 degrees.
All right, there we go.
All right, let's check Barcelona.
So that'll be colder. Barcelona will be colder. And like Seville or Granada would be a little hotter.
50 in Barcelona. It's going to be 60s throughout the week.
We can go. Golfing that.
Moderate climate.
I have a friend who's golfing next week when we celebrate a trip to the mid-40s around here. I told him, you're absolutely nuts because of all the snow we've had. The golf courses are going to be just sloshy as hell.
Yeah.
That water's got nowhere to go when it's real cold.
60 in Seville.
Oh, that's where you need to be. South of Spain, Tony. Take a week. South of Spain. Have some tapas. It'll be delicious.
Tony, do you know what tapas is?
I do not.
All right, never mind. Just stay in Chicago. Go to the dentist. Get a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, you can go to the doctor. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah, going to the doctor is a big deal. Going to the dentist. But you can actually get tapas in Chicago.
I'm going to get to do that in 2020 also. Go to the dentist, hopefully. We've got a few hours before that's confirmed.
Have you not finished it?
We're getting started.
It won't take you that long.
Why it won't take him long?
Got a little show on the air, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, but
there was a password. There was a till midnight. Oh, thank goodness. Thank God, because there's nothing I want to do more after a Friday night commute home that's going to take an hour and 45 minutes than plow through picking that stuff. Yeah,
wait,
got an assistant today to help me out, though.
I take that back. I think you only have till 10:59. Okay. I think it's 11:59
okay.
Eastern.
Okay. Well, but you still won't take that long once you get in. It keeps kicking, and I'm not the only one who's had this problem. If you don't even do it, right?
It's already done. My wife and I did it last week.
Okay, so wife and I.
Well, yeah, she has a she's worked in the medical field basically.
So she told you the best like plans.
Yeah, she made the you know.
Well, I know which plans to pick. It's just getting into the damn system. It keeps throwing me out. And
I
Brody
agree.
Had the same problem. So you get sent to this software site. You
yes.
too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an easy process, but it is a process that adults have to go through.
If and they Mac, like insurance.
And Mac is going through it because he has a Shane.
I'm earning my new nickname, Grandpa Mac.
Yeah, so Shane is doing Mac's benefits today, which is just hilarious. I just enjoy it so much.
Top shelf, kid, everything. Don't need vision, though. Don't wear glasses, so I don't need vision.
I mean,
but everything else, top shelf.
You should probably go see the eye doctor once a year.
I'll just get by on cheaters reading glasses, and that prescription isn't even as strong as I thought it was recently. But yeah, good for Tony. He can go to the doctor. We all got to go to the doctor when we need to, especially when you're in your late 50s, for crying out loud. I'm gonna have a surgery in February, so I don't want to pay for it out of pocket. I got to get my wing clipped here before score. I don't know if I'd be ready for Score House for golf. But as soon as the Super Bowl is in the books, I got to get this shoulder fixed. It's 8+ years now with tears in the labrum and supraspinatus.
I'd suggest having health insurance, though.
That would be a good thing. That's why I am on a deadline today, and I'm feeding Shane. We got Greek food. He didn't want any, though. I said, whatever you want, man. We're going to get a ton of Greek food. And like Lawrence, my favorite is Greek chicken. There's just something about lemon and oregano and butter that makes chicken come to life. I just love it, man. Greek chicken all day.
Greek town. This at the end of the summer, and I was just going, man, I as a student at DePaul, like you get on the train, you take the bus straight down Halsted. I loved going to Greek town and being over there. I was like, man, why am I not here? Like, why am I not hanging out here? Because Melly Cafe, I love them. They're right on Jackson and Halsted.
Yeah, they're in the heart of Greek town.
But Athena, like,
Athena's incredible. Athena's amazing.
I have a similar reaction when I go to Greektown. It's probably once every 18 months. And
right.
I often say, why? It's not far from Sox Park. It's on the way home,
it's
pretty
much.
It's not
far from here.
Right. And although not delivering today for some reason, but that's okay.
Yeah, the place we normally get from wasn't delivering for us today, so we had to,
we tried something new.
Change it up. It
but
was fun.
I might have the same reaction. It's kind of, you know what, it's like going to Greektown for me is like going bowling. I go bowling probably less than I go to Greektown, but every time I go bowling, I'm like a game and a half in. And, man, this is fun. I don't know why I don't do this.
And then three games in, you're like, oh, I know why I don't do this.
As soon as I leave, I don't think about it again for another couple of years. I see a movie like The Big Lebowski, or if I watch Kingpin, then I get the itch again.
Over the line, Smokey.
It's a league game, Smokey. There are rules. I like, it's part of the perk of living in the city, too. Just the access to cool cultural neighborhoods and different cuisines and all of that. It's like, oh.
That's true.
I want to go to Chinatown, go to Greektown, go
that's
to Pilsen,
true.
Go to like wherever you are. If, depending on your mood, you can get like really authentic stuff. Like people were texting in, if you want tapas, go to Baba Reba in Lincoln Park.
Or Valencia in the South Loop. But I mean, there are a couple places you can go.
There's a bunch of places you can go. And so that's one of the best parts about living in an international city like Chicago, is that you can get some authentic cuisine all over the place.
What's up with your mic? Your mic needs a blue chew.
I don't know. I just moved it up.
That's the next thing you could do is get your microphone sponsored.
It bees like that sometimes.
It's possible.
Everything's
possible. I'll sell anything, Mac. We got these high-def cameras, whatever people want to do. You want to sponsor my water here? That'd be fine. Want to get a Greek restaurant to sponsor it? That's fine. We're open for business.
Lawrence, in your travels around the city, did you ever have the occasion to meet Daryl Stingley, the former New England Patriots wide receiver? I met him at a Bulls game many years after his paralysis, and he passed away in 07 or 08. He was a guy paralyzed on the football field. Local kid, played at Purdue, eventually several years after being confined to a wheelchair, finished his degree at Purdue, and I sat with him when I was producing Bulls games in the late 80s out at the old stadium, and was just a remarkable guy. Jack Tatum, the guy who paralyzed him, wrote a book on being a dirty football player called They Call Me Assassin. And it sold a lot of copies and created a lot of, you know, polarizing opinions at the time. And that's just something I think about last night. Not that that's where that thing went, but I think about Myles Garrett sullying his reputation, even though he doesn't have priors, as they say. But that video is going to be indelibly etched in NFL films forever. I mean, we will see that helmet swing, conkage on the head, forever. And I just think about, I've been thinking today about some of the dirtier players I've seen in my lifetime. And it's a good 10 guys, 12 guys deep. And Tatum probably would be as high as anybody. Things you couldn't do today, like launching, leaving your feet, targeting helmet to helmet. And seldom were they even called for a personal foul that sort of thing.
I brought up earlier, your Buck is biting people.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and Nitschke, the right stuff that they were doing.
Oh, yes.
There was an NFL on CBS promo that was going around on Twitter today from Brent Musburger in the 70s with the NFL, and it had probably 6 football clips. 5 of them would be penalties in today's game.
Yeah, but I think a bunch of them were penalties back then, too.
But it was just how they were promoting and selling the game. Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, hey, look at these illegal-ass plays. You want to see all of
the
them.
The NFL
this
on CBS. Where they
Marquise Pouncey was kicking Ogunjobi in the head.
Exactly.
My guy!
Exactly.
That's good.
Oh, that's why Chris Tannehill is the best. So I'm going to get out of here so people can hear more of Chris Tannehill being the best.
Have a great weekend, Lawrence.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.